This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The winter session of Parliament has begun today. The session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla made obituary references and paid tribute to the passing away of Dharmendra, Colonel retired Sonaram Chaudhary, Professor Vijay Kumar Malhotra and Ravi Nayak. The Speaker recalled their contributions to public life before the House observed a moment of silence in their memory. When the Lok Sabha took up question hour, the opposition members started sloganeering on various issues including special intensive revision of electoral rolls. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed displeasure over the behaviour of the protesting members, saying that disrupting the proceedings of the House is not appropriate. Despite the appeal, the opposition members continued with their protest, following which the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. When the Rajya Sabha met at 11 a.m, Gurvinder Singh Oberoi, Chaudhary Muhammad Ramzan and Sajjad Ahmed Kichlu of Jammu and Kashmir National Conference took oath as members of Parliament in the Upper House. Welcoming Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, who presided over the Rajya Sabha for the first time today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Mr. Radhakrishnan's rise from an ordinary background to the Vice Presidency reflects the true strength of the country's democracy.
हमारे सभापति जी एक किसान परिवार से निकले हैं और पूरा जीवन समाज सेवा के लिए समर्पित किया है. समाज सेवा ये उनकी निरंतरता रही है. राजनीतिक क्षेत्र उसका एक पहलू रहा, लेकिन समाज के प्रति समर्पित होकर के जितना कुछ अपने युवा काल से लेकर अब तक वो करते आए हैं, करते रहे हैं, वो हम सभी समाज सेवा के प्रति रुचि रखने वाले लोगों के लिए एक प्रेरणा है, एक मार्गदर्शन है.
Deputy Chairman Harivansh also welcomed Mr. Radhakrishnan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the winter session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. Addressing the media ahead of the winter session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said India's economic rise today is reaching remarkable heights. He said this momentum gives renewed confidence to India to be on the path towards becoming a developed nation. The Prime Minister added that India has proven that democracy can deliver.
जिस गति से आज भारत की आर्थिक स्थिति नई ऊंचाइयों को प्राप्त कर रही है, विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य की ओर जाने में ये हमें नया विश्वास तो जगाती है, नई ताकत भी देती है.
Prime Minister Modi urged all parties that the winter session should not become a battleground for frustration born out of defeat, nor should it turn into an arena for arrogance born out of victory. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives due to a mishap in Sivaganga, Tamil Nadu. He hoped for the speedy recovery of those injured. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In Indonesia, the death toll from devastating floods and landslides triggered by cyclonic rains has reached 442. National Disaster Management Agency informed that another 402 people remain missing across the provinces of North Sumatra, West Sumatra and Aceh, with rescue teams struggling to reach the hardest hit areas. Much of the destruction is concentrated on Sumatra Island, where thousands of residents have been cut off for days. Two cities, Central Tapanuli and Sibolga, remain completely unreachable. President Prabowo Subianto today visited flood-affected residents as they grapple with the aftermath of the devastating floods. In football, India stunned Iran 2-1 in the men's under-17 AFC Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers at the EKA Arena in Ahmedabad. With this win, India have booked their ticket to the 2026 AFC Under-17 Asian Cup to be held in Saudi Arabia. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading mixed in forenoon trade today. The Sensex advanced 36 points to 85,743, while the Nifty dipped 18 points to 26,184 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, auto, metal and energy were leading the gains, while consumer durables, realty and healthcare witnessed selling pressure. And with that, we end this news bulletin.